to Agenda C, which is general discussion. Does someone have some general discussion?
This is Jim.
Director Unsworth, how's everything? You've been out on the beach already today?
Well, you know, it's sort of interesting. We left in a rainstorm and we arrived in one. So El Nino is really, really active down here in Southern California. But it was beautiful this morning. But the surf is at record heights, and we're having a good meeting. It's fun to introduce the commission chair to some of his fellow commissioners from the other states. There is a commissioner here from Oregon, and so we'll get a chance to get them together today. And this is an interesting forum, and I think it holds a lot for commissioners. And probably one of our meetings, we should talk about maybe some more increased commission involvement in this forum. I think that several of you would enjoy it, and we could talk about how we might want to represent the commission at these meetings.
And I'll report back at our meeting down in Vancouver next week about what went on, transpired here. I remember Chuck Perry used to give an update after he was attending some of the meetings in the past. So look forward to that, folks.
Sounds good.
So the legislature is back in town. We're gearing up for that. It's at the first part of the legislative session here. Joe, myself, and others will be covering the legislative meetings. We have meetings right out of the bat with several of our committee members, and I did meet or talk with some folks on phone conference calls last week with legislators. So we're covering that, and I'm glad that it is the short session, but we're moving forward there. We're continuing to make plans with the Civic Salmon Commission meetings. They're coming up next week. They'll be in Portland, and I'll be attending part of that. Of course, Bill is our Washington commissioner, and so he's there, and Bill's all over it, if you can imagine. And so I think things are generally going well. Going into round two for me of lots of things, I'm starting to hear from a bunch of folks as commercial fishermen and others, recreational folks, come to town to talk to legislators. They like to stop in the director's office, so have quite a slate of meetings set up with lots of folks. So busy times for the next two or three months.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Kehoe. I have a quick question.
Yes, Mr. Commissioner Kehoe.
Thanks, Director. Who is going to be the legislative liaison for the department with Ann Larson, her departure?
Yes, we're in the hiring process right now. I think we start our rounds of interviews. Joe Storr is leading that process, but I think we're going to be interviewing this week and next.
Okay.
So we'll hopefully have somebody online ASAP.
Is there anybody in the interim?
Well, just that's who I mentioned. Myself, Joe, and others, the assistant directors, will be covering the bases as we need to. We have Gabriel Stillwater is the administrative assistant, and she's making contacts and is our point of contact for the legislators right now to get meetings scheduled.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
At our meeting, our previous meeting, we talked about the potential of meeting with some of the Oregon commissioners while we were in Vancouver. I wonder if there's been any progress on that.
I think Tammy, have you got your arms around that piece?
We offered times both Thursday, Friday to have lunch, to come to our meeting, to have dinner. And the only option that their chair had, that they offered, was that their chair had available was afternoon on Saturday. And I'm not positive if Brad is planning to have a lunch or not. I haven't heard for sure. Brad?
I'm sorry, the door. I can do lunch, Tammy, but as I indicated, it's going to have to be an early lunch.
Okay.
Because I do have a commitment that night, so, and I have to drive back to Bellingham. So.
Okay. Well, maybe we can talk when you're back. I don't think our meeting's going to adjourn until noon on Saturday. I expect we're going to have a pretty large crowd, so.
Well, regarding the meeting in Vancouver, Commissioner Keogh and I have talked, and I've given Tammy some direction to set up during the Saturday session on Columbia River policy. There's going to be the normal public comment, but we're also going to have a panel discussion of 20 minutes each. I think is what we decided, Tammy, on 20 minutes by the commercial sector and 20 minutes by the recreational sector. I think it's a great idea to do this and get people to exchange their views and better understand each group's position. So that has been set up, and I hope that doesn't give anybody any heartburn.
No, it sounds like a good thing.
Okay. Yes, Larry, that is set up, and it is coordinated. Staff are making contact, so they know that it's for three or four people per side and their time limits and all of that. So.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good.
Yeah, this is Jim again. I think that would be a real informative session. Also, I've been talking to Kurt Melcher, and he is down here. And like I said, they have at least one commissioner here, so we'll visit more with them. But one thing Kurt and I talked about last night was maybe there would be a way that we could have just a small meeting with either our fish committee and maybe what their interested commission members on the fish side, just a separate get-together here within the next month or two.
Sounds good.
And I would assume in that sort of meeting, interested commissioners could attend, too.
I think if we did it up, we could be sure.
I think as long as we don't have a quorum, just a reminder.
That's right. Yes. Any other general discussion by staff or fellow commissioners?
Just one thing, Mr. Vice Chair. I talked to Keith Carpenter the other day, and we've been trading phones. He just wanted an update what he thought was going on the ReefNet issue, and I did have an opportunity to mention that to Phil the other day in a phone call, and I've talked to Jim as well. So I guess I'm just handing off my part of it to you guys as you carry on the good fight at the Pacific Salmon Commission meeting.
Yeah, that'll be Monday in Portland. We'll get started on many factions related to that issue and others. So, yeah, there's a lot of fur already starting to fly on the Pacific Salmon Commission issues. So,
Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, this is Joe Storr. Just a point of information in terms of current events this afternoon. I'll be sitting in for Director Unsworth with Ron Warren and Jim Scott, and we're attending a meeting with the governor, fairly short, half-hour meeting, and tribal representatives and representatives of the recreational fishing committee. Recreational fishers to talk about HGMPs and asking the governor to support and help push forward the review of those HGMPs, kind of bringing them up to speed on that whole set of hatchery issues.
Yeah, I was, Joe, invited to attend as well, but I have to do a little medical thing this afternoon, so I'm not going to be able to attend. So fly the flag. I think it's a good – who from the recreational sector is going to be there? Do you know?
Let's see. I don't have the list in front of me.
That's fine.
It's Tim Thompson at all.
It's Tim Thompson, yeah, leading that. So.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mr. Vice Chair, I have a question.
Yes, Commissioner Megan.
Has there been any further progress on the boat ramp with regard to the Corps of Engineers and the letter that was written by the director to the Corps?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Joe again. I've got some information. I know that I traded messages with Michelle Culver yesterday. She is actively trying to engage the Corps in terms of developing that letter, the letter that would come, you know, from the commission to the Corps, asking them to expedite. And we should have some of her best thinking in terms of what, you know, points to make in that letter here real soon. I think that's the latest I've heard.
This is Bob Kehoe. Larry Carpenter and I talked about perhaps trying to speak with the Point No Point Treaty Council Executive Director Randy Harder when we're in Portland. And just kind of just touch base, you know, not really negotiate or anything like that, but just I think express the commission's concerns and desires to move this process forward. So,
has Michelle Culver had any further discussions with Point No Point Treaty people?
Not that I'm aware of, Commissioner.
Yeah, this is Jim. I think our last meeting with them was either in December or maybe late November, but we did receive a letter back that I think you all have seen. And so, you know, we've gone directly now to the Corps, and we'll develop the commission letter, and we could certainly try to set up another meeting with the tribal folks and some commission members if maybe that would help the issue.
I agree.
Yeah, I think Bob and I can sit down with Randy Harder and have an open discussion. I think he's a reasonable guy, and like Bob said, we're not going to create policy, but we're going to try and seek some kind of a resolution to it. So we'll report back accordingly.
Yeah, the feel from our last meeting was different than the letter we received. I will put it that way. So, yeah, I think there's some potential with some members to make some progress.
Good. Any other discussion items? Well, we're 8:55. If we have no other discussion items, we will bring to a close the conference call for today, January 8th, 2016, at 8:55. Have a great weekend, all.